school goes from an area, you're going to basically kill the area. You know, the heart goes out of the area. It's a focus for a lot of people, you know, to have a school in the area. And it should not just be based on economics. There's a lot more depending on a school than just, you know, the education of the children. And it's the sort of the pre-lair, as we say, the pre-lair and hecha. And I just feel that the government are dealing with financial figures. We're actually dealing with people.
The minister is talking about increasing pupil-teacher ratios and perhaps schools losing teachers. You're speaking about schools actually closing down. You're making a fair leap from what the minister and the department are talking about. Do you really believe that is on the horizon?
I can't predict what the government are going to do, but it's just that, you know, what's being said in the media and what is coming through, you know, even at the IPDN conference here today, you know, that we don't know really what's in store for us down the road. You know, like, one teacher schools have been closed at the minute. As a case of my own school, our school was actually closed down in 1969-1970, but reopened in 1972. It put an end to amalgamations at that time, and basically it was parent power reopened the school. The school was closed down, the children were sent to other schools around the area. The area around the fast began to suffer. Without the school in the area, I honestly believe the Irish language would have suffered greatly. So if government did decide to close down Ranafast or close down other small schools that are doing their best to keep the language alive, well, it's basically an attack on our native language as well.